Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is retaliating after a Hezbollah drone strike hurt three American service members in Iraq. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Not surprising, it has been about the fourth or fifth airstrike the United States has conducted in the aftermath of now over 100 attacks against American forces in Syria and Iraq.
Ukraine has attacked a Russian warship, killing one person in Crimea. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
It seems that a Russian landing vessel has been targeted through an airstrike. We've had Ukraine make that claim, and then it's subsequently been confirmed by the Kremlin.
Blizzard conditions could dump more than a foot of snow in several states across the plains and Midwest today. KKTV reporter Elmer Mejia Sagastume.
For those traveling back from the holidays, you might want to have a plan B. Those who are flying in, there may be delays with all the strong winds from both the Colorado Springs Airport and the DIA.
Storms have already delayed about 2,000 flights. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans plan to call for an audit of diversity policies and practices across Wisconsin state government agencies next year. That's after negotiating to freeze diversity efforts at the universities of Wisconsin. Democrats call the move purely political.
It's really clear that Speaker Voss is choosing to double down on culture wars instead of addressing the issues that are really facing Wisconsinites.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also broken in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, to name just a few. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Christmas Parade Memorial at Greedy Park in Waukesha has raised over $1 million, but is still in need of an additional $400,000 to reach its fundraising goal. The memorial is dedicated to the six people who died in the 2021 parade attack. The city is aiming to begin construction on the Greedy Park Memorial before the third anniversary of the tragedy next November. Donations are being accepted through the city's website to support the cause. Visitors can once again see family and friends at Milwaukee County's Community Reintegration Center. The center, formerly known as the House of Corrections, opened for in-person visits last week, marking the first time in over 10 years that face-to-face visits have been permitted. Previously, the county only allowed video calls. County Executive David Crawley says the visits are good for rehabilitation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's the Bucks and the Nets tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night at the Barclays Center. Yesterday, the Bucks dropped one to the Knicks, 129-122. The Bucks are now 3-3 overall on Christmas Day. College football, New Year's Day, the Badgers versus number 13th ranked LSU Tigers, Monday at 11 a.m. in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell asked how many recruits have committed to Wisconsin for next season.
You know, right now, I think we got 22 high school kids, you know, and that's the way that which we want to do it. Now, as we understand that the world is changing and this college is evolving, that we have to be able to retain those guys every bit as much as we have to develop. But you got to get them in the door to start with.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday night. The Packers 7-8 with two games left to go.
Yeah, everything's at stake, and we're going into a great environment next week in Minnesota and against a really good football team, and this is what we prepare for.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Patchy drizzle is possible early, then we're stuck under just mostly cloudy skies, with a few breaks of sunshine expected later on this afternoon. High temperatures, well, we already hit them. We're slowly dropping throughout the rest of the day, and tonight we'll bottom out below freezing near 30. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Jane Matinier.
And this is Greg Bach.
For As Goes Wisconsin, Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy today's specially curated replays.
Curated? That's a fun word. Thank you for listening and enjoy. And Jane, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Aww.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
As so it goes, as so it goes, as so it goes, as so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinier.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. And the America's finest news source.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. 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 The beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sold my comedic goats, I guess you could say, with The Onion, and did that for, over 23 years, I believe. Just when we were just a newspaper in Madison, and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys vows to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it, really was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians, and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right. That's the beauty of The Onion, is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that, is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State about 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who did you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And that for the next like 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, would I know any of your headlines? He goes, I wrote, Black Man Asks America for Change.
And yeah. So Obama elected, right. Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah.
It's the byline on that. That's cool. Yeah.
That's how influential it is. It stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
That's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, is we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. They would have had dancing waterfalls and a wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition and verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real. And translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies the day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got into Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news
back. I don't disagree
with you. That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion, and now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So, Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So, I'm a empty box baron. So, what we do is sell empty boxes, but these boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real
product? Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We will wait for him to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. Anyway, he came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue-in-cheek. Each panel has a new joke explaining the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up, you go to the party, you give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a Visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture, puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels, sure. But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off, too? So we have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, it's a theater of the mind. So that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief Family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family, and it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table, and light it, and then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out, and whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at the Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock, and once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have. I had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry, and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry, just because they have such a footprint. And they weren't really connecting with the next generation. So got to think a little bit more. And then I came to realize there's over a half a billion gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me, it felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko, and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs through around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean, where?
Yeah, there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah, Eric is the creative director. And, you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years. So our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. Yep. And he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products. The Rotowipe, I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper. And it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1500 wipes per minute. He builds these things and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ryan okay. Walther is no our problem. Guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy.
The Shaw, WAUK. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season, from clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of I wish this really existed. Bathe and brew coffee maker, a coffee maker for your shower head, take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side too, the Earwax candle kit, that kind of is little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your ear wax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant, but that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean. From the inventor, Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep. Well, we lost our connection again with Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co-founder.
He has a line. He is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that he's a germaphobe, as I mentioned. And but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house, keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and style for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying.
That's so good.
Mission accomplished.
So your co-founder. Your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually what you see. The earwax is that they use like for sealant in plumbing. Yeah. So it has that color to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's amen. The donut?
You
it's
look
the
it
donut
up.
Holster.
You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster.
The donut holster.
You can see all of these at pranko.com. And as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Nope.
Are you there? Nope. I think he's having some glitchy, a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I lost you on the live stream there. So unfortunately,
we still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. Yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore. So that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're actually, again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which will be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Pranko to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Pop.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. Our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So,
we don't take things too seriously in this world, but that's okay. Most people should.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit, and this is going way back, where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bass-O-Matic 76 fan.
That's oh, Bass-O-Matic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of bass. That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
oh, every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's
every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash, and that you can check that one out online as well. But, keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh, and, it's a theater of the mind. And, each and every day that we wake up, we, want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which one's got to go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Mm-hmm. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's job approval in Wisconsin is 42%. He was in Milwaukee last week to try to bring that number up. Congresswoman Gwen Moore speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front.
The cones that they see running around is money, that the apprenticeship that their nephew finally got into is part of what Joe Biden has done.
The president spoke to an audience at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. The black vote is seen as crucial to winning Wisconsin next year. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular fuel in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Janesville man appeared in federal court Friday and could face up to 10 years in prison after the FBI says they found a camper filled with materials used for bomb making. According to the feds, the search of James Morgan's trailer last Thursday yielded explosives and other components associated with bomb making. If convicted on the charges presented at this point, he could face up to 10 years in prison. There's a court date today for the man accused of killing his sister in a crash near Leon's Frozen Custard. 22-year-old Sierra Hill died in the incident December 12th, with her brother, 35-year-old Jared Korn, facing multiple charges, including second-degree reckless homicide. Police say he was going 75 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone before crashing. Korn's preliminary hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Nets tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night at the Barclays Center. Yesterday, the Bucks dropped one to the Knicks, 129-122. The Bucks are now 3-3 overall on Christmas Day. College football, New Year's Day, the Badgers versus number 13th ranked LSU Tigers, Monday at 11 a.m. in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell asked how many recruits have committed to Wisconsin for next season.
You know, right now, I think we got 22. High school kids, you know, and that's the way that which we want to do it. Now, as we understand that the world is changing and this college is evolving, that we have to be able to retain those guys every bit as much as we have to develop. But you got to get them in the door to start with.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday night. The Packers 7-8 with 2 games left to go.
Yeah, everything's at stake, and we're going into a great environment next week in Minnesota and against a really good football team, and this is what we prepare for.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Patchy drizzle is possible early, then we're stuck under just mostly cloudy skies, with a few breaks of sunshine expected later on this afternoon. High temperatures, well, we already hit them. We're slowly dropping throughout the rest of the day, and tonight, we'll bottom out, below freezing, near 30. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
Good morning. morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So very happy to have you along today. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach, Carol Kane are with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
If you want to call in and or text. And just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. It is a wonderful app. It is a free app. And it enables you to listen to all of the various radio shows all across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, the good doctor that we're going to have on at 11, he was talking about it last week and how easy it is to access and how great of an app it is. So
you can download podcasts if you're going to be traveling for the holidays and you want to take us with you. You can absolutely do that. So get the Civic Media app wherever you do your app things. It is our first ever As Goes Wisconsin Christmas treat exchange. There was some controversy as we began over whether or not brownies should be allowed. We did make special dispensation for the brownie, which is what Greg Bach brought in.
Did not bring a brownie.
Okay. What is it?
It's a cookie bar.
It's a cookie bar.
And I have a response from my mother if you decide to fight me on this.
What does mom say?
And if you... This is coming from Mama Bach.
Okay.
And if you tell them, and you tell them if they complain that they are brownies, that they are made with cookie dough and brownies are made of cake dough, and just shut up.
There you go.
Wow, mom really standing up.
She's throwing it down, man.
Standing up for you, boy.
Any idea where I get my mouth from? It's from Jackie Bach.
Best cookie, worst cookie, and cookie disasters as we do a taste test here at 844-967-2789. I'm just curious because I can think of one. But where do we want to start? Who should start? With whom's treat should we start?
I want to start with Carol's.
All right.
So Carol, go ahead and explain your cookie.
I already had one. I know.
What happened with the cookie?
First of all, start
with what it is. Start with what it is.
It's a chocolate chunk. So it's chocolate cookie with chocolate chunks in it. Now, the thing is that I'm not a baker. They're crispier than I would prefer because if you want a softer cookie, usually you have to use like shortening.
Mm-hmm.
This has got a lot of butter in it. There's two sticks of butter in these things, which is why they kind of spread out and got a little crispier. But
they're not crispy.
They're not what?
They're not crispy.
No, oh. they're soft, which I love personally.
Okay, good. They look a little like the one I tried at home maybe was a little, smaller and crispy. But they're just,
I think they're delicious.
I think they're delicious. I would eat a ton of these. And they're not over, like, this could be a death by chocolate that always... You can have like two bites of a death by chocolate something. It's just going to be too much.
It overwhelms
this
it a little
bit. This is, Carol, okay. This is good.
Good. I'm glad everybody gets some out of that container that I brought. Mm. So, that's okay, fine. It wasn't a complete disaster. I've had complete disasters before. Like I said, this was off the air when we were talking. I'm not a baker.
Yeah.
I'm a cook.
Should have fooled me.
My son is the baker in the family, and he loves to make cakes, and I used to be a baker. Like, I've made wedding cakes before, and I know how to decorate, and I've got all the tubes.
I don't think you get to say that I'm not a baker, then.
Seriously, not if you make wedding cakes.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Oh, my God, take the compliment.
Okay. We're so Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin thing. We can't graciously... accept a compliment. We have to dispute it somehow.
We are enjoying a nice milk flight.
We are.
With 2% whole milk, ooh, political, and premium chocolate milk from Prairie Farms, which is a farmer-owned company.
And that was a suggestion by Luke Mathers, who was here yesterday when I told him about the treat exchange.
Who's very upset he wasn't invited.
So what do you have? You have whole, right?
I have whole milk. Yep. I love whole milk. That's a treat.
Yeah.
That's a treat.
Well, I mean, I'm with you on that. If you're going to see, it's like beer for me. If I'm going to drink a beer, I'm going fully loaded. Don't give me a light beer. I don't want
to. I agree with you.
I'm just bring it all. Bring it on.
All right.
So
you're like, give me a barrel aged barley wine, 17%. Make me forget my name.
Exactly. Okay, so where are we going next?
I think we should try Greg's next.
Okay, so what you have there in front of you, I like this, is like, ooh, is there's no it's name a, for it. So this originally was going to be a caramel ribbon.
I was going to say, cookie. It's got caramel in it.
It does. It's very thick, and it's a little hard. I apologize. It was in the refrigerator. It has a base of a sugar cookie.
Okay.
Then it has a layer of caramel with some chocolate chip sprinkled in, and then a layer of chocolate chip cookie dough on top. Baked for about 30 minutes.
I took too big of a bite.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Be careful with your fillings.
Yeah, yep.
There's
a lot of caramel in there.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to...
It was, but honestly, it was only a thin layer of caramel, too. It really wasn't a lot of caramel.
Gosh, I haven't had cookies and milk.
She hasn't had cookies and milk.
I can't remember the last time I had a cookie. And I mean, really, this caramel is killing me right now.
Sorry.
It's really good.
No,
but
it's delicious.
Calvin, how you doing over there? Calvin also did not, he chose not to partake in the milk flight.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
All right, so Carol and Greg, we're doing well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this was, like I said, it's amalgamation. It's a Frankenstein. Maybe I'll call them Frankenstein cookie bars. Because we literally made it up on the spot because we didn't have all the things for the original thing was to make caramel ribbon brownies, put them on a sugar cookie base, and make them like that kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
you made this up?
I made that up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's easy as all get out. But we didn't have some of the things. And I'm like, let's just go for this. And my mom was like, yeah. Like, everything I kept on saying, she's like, I like it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so those are the Frankenstein cookie bars.
Okay.
They're delicious. But again, careful with those fillings. They'll soften up a little bit as you had them in the fridge.
You know what I would do? And this is just Carol, because I love to gild the lily, if you will. I would put this in the microwave and put a little bit of ice cream.
Yep. Yes, 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 yes.
That is a great idea.
I almost
idea.
Put them in the microwave before we started, but I didn't want that, like, yeah.
That's an excellent idea.
Yes. No, and that, and then, because what that is that's a glycemic coma right there.
Oh, yeah. There's...
All right, so where are we going next? We doing Jane's or are we doing?
Why don't you do mine? Well, I will do Calvin's last because I'm fairly confident that they're going to be the best ones.
Okay. This isn't a contest. This is just simply an exchange.
It's a taste test.
Exactly.
So these are... key lime pie cookies.
Ooh, I already can tell them. I love it.
They're not limey enough.
No, they need to have a little extra zing to them. But
I'm telling you, I put in and I specifically got key lime juice.
That key lime juice, yeah.
Very specific. And so.
And is this lime zest?
It's lime zest.
Yeah.
And I made a couple mistakes as I was putting them together.
I can't taste them.
Again, like you, Carol, there's two sticks of butter in here, so it's really heart healthy.
Who cares? It's the holidays.
I know. But it called originally for a teaspoon of lime zest in the dough, and I put in a tablespoon of lime zest in the dough, which you can't even tell.
Next time, put even more then. Because the thing is, if you think it needs more, I think this is great.
Well, I think they're delicious. Yeah.
It's nice. It's light. It's not overdoing it. But if you want more lime, which I'm never upset about.
This is the key lime cookie.
I'm a citrus
fan.
These
are fantastic.
Thank you. And then I changed the frosting, the icing recipe, because the original recipe called for just powdered sugar and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of a...
That's a glaze.
It's a glaze.
Yeah.
And I really, really love cream cheese. So I made a cream cheese frosting instead. And I added originally, according to the recipe, a half a teaspoon. I ended up putting in 2.5 teaspoons.
Do it.
And I still don't think it has enough.
Do it. Do it.
I mean, if you're going to, I think they're delicious. It's really a lovely, like a butter cookie, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm with you in the fact that it could use that extra oomph.
Yeah, that extra kick.
Yeah.
But this is a great place to start, let me tell you.
Next time, I'll add more. Calvin, what's your verdict on the key lime pie cookie?
I like it a lot. I am going to disagree. I don't think it needs more lime at all, though.
I think
it is adequately limey.
I am agreeing with Calvin.
Adequately limey.
Yep.
What are you, British?
This cookie right here is adequately limey. No, I agree with Calvin. I think it has enough lime, but if you want more, go for it. But this is delicious.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's delicious,
too. And I
think
that's the most Wisconsin compliment ever. It's adequately limey. I think that's perfect. And I can accept that compliment.
But she doesn't.
Because it's not too over the top.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And finally, this is Calvin's mother's sour cream cookie. Calvin,
that's the whole name.
What goes into this wonderful cookie?
Butter, flour, sugar, sour cream, and almond extract.
Mmm. Very light. Very fluffy.
Very cakey, yes.
Yeah, that's why I like them, because you could eat 10 of them.
Mmm. Acting like an animal. I'm taking these huge bites.
Well, obviously you need to have cookies and milk more often because you are feeling cheated.
I mean, what do you get? My paper towel plate here is empty, but for the little bit, I'm taking it slow on Kelvin's mom's cookie.
I'm digging the milk, man.
See? I like it's oh my gosh, this is so good.
Maybe bring this to your holiday celebration. Bring a milk flight. I think that would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. You could have set up a little milk bar, and then you could have a juice bar with soy juice and oat juice.
Now really, listen to you.
You know what?
You just keep swinging at
Kelvin,
it.
Kelvin, don't laugh. Don't encourage her.
I agree with her wholeheartedly. I don't even like drinking milk, and I still agree with
you. You agree with her whole milk heartedly?
Yes.
That's delicious. He's 100% whole. That's right.
I think that, you know what? I don't think there was a winner, and I don't think there was a loser. Yeah,
they're all delicious.
They're all different, and they're all fun.
They're all delicious. I got to actually, could I have a little, break me off a piece of the one that I made? I haven't had a...
Take a small bite.
There we go.
It's very, very chewy.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about the holidays, actually. You know, my girlfriend Mary puts together, everybody gets a huge tray of cookies. She makes like 15 to 20 different kinds of cookies. And everybody, when we leave her house on Christmas Eve, walk out with a huge tray of cookies. And that's part of the fun of it. It's just like,
spin the dial.
Which one am I going to get today? You know? You got the caramel's kicking in, isn't it?
Got a little bit of caramel. The thing that I was very surprised with my cookie was that with the sugar cookie base, the caramel, the chocolate chips, and then the chocolate chip cookie dough on top, I expected it to be far sweeter than it was.
No, it's nice.
It's nice, but I was also that's where I thought I had failed. Like, I'd almost like all the sweetness had combined to create nothing. But no, I'm happy with
it. How much sugar was in it? Do you remember?
I didn't add anything. It was, literally there were no, it's easy.
Okay.
Like, there's no additives.
What cookie is your favorite cookie and your cookie disasters? I have one that I want to tell you about. When we come back, stay with us. You are listening to the great As Goes Wisconsin Christmas Treat Exchange. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry and Carol Kane. Greg Bacher with me in the studio. Kellen is running the board. You can always check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
He's in a cookie coma. That's why he's a little slower.
I need more chocolate. Feed me.
If you have favorite Christmas cookie recipes you would like to share with us, please let us know. If you had a Christmas cookie disaster you want to share with us, we'd really love to know about that. 844-967-2789. And listen, watching on the live stream, Tony says, any chance of putting your cookie recipes on the Facebook page of the Civic Media website? We have not made our cookies yet.
I would love to, Tony, and I will. I'm just sort of embarrassed on how easy they are because it's...
Mine is just basically like a sugar cookie that you add cocoa to and throw in chocolate chips. That's basically what it is.
There is no like add a little sugar here, a little milk. It's literally open a package, do this, 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 bake it, you're done.
Again, the most Wisconsin thing ever. Oh. I know I didn't do anything. Oh, it was so easy. Oh, it was only five things. Oh, stop.
Do you guys have a favorite, though? Because I would say that my favorite Christmas cookie would be just like a short, like a rich shortbread cookie with a little bit of frosting on it.
Yes, I would. I always like, I don't know what they're called, their official names, but just that sugar cookie with a little Hershey's Kiss on top.
I'm thinking of the peanut butter cookie.
That's with the peanut butter
cookie.
With the Hershey's Kiss. Those are really good.
Yeah, those are very hard not to eat all of.
Or the Buckeye is good, too. What's the Buckeye? It's like the peanut butter ball that's, it's got, you know what I mean?
Butter.
It's like peanut butter and powdered sugar and Rice Krispie treats, and it's kind of, it's not a no-bake cookie, and then you basically run through chocolate. That's called a Buckeye.
That sounds really delicious.
They are. That's an addictive thing right there, too.
I want to remind you that we also have a milk flight that we're enjoying today, courtesy of Luke Mather's suggestion. And Dexter from the 541 says, if you had invited Kristen, you could have added another milk to your flight.
Heyo. Peanut butter blossoms. Sarah got on the live stream.
Yes, peanut butter blossoms.
Thank you, Sarah. Love your Funko Pop doll icon.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Spritzer cookies are very, very traditional.
Oh, very.
So they're kind of star shaped, and then they have the.
They have you have to put them through a press.
That is the biggest pain in the neck.
Yes, it is. It is.
In the world. My sister and I tried this.
Jane almost swears on radio.
Oh, heck.
My sister and I tried to make the Spritzer cookies a couple of years ago, and I was on the nozzle. Very important position on the nozzle with the Spritzer cookies. The nozzle would go shooting off.
Right.
The nozzle would get clogged. The nozzle would not nozzle.
It's a very traditional European cookie.
It's very picky.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's really, really picky. And ultimately, I gave up trying to get the nice shape to it.
Yeah, the heck with it.
And they were just kind of blobs. And it's like, just put a lot of, sprinkle some sugar on it. We're moving on.
You know, when growing up, we were, my grandmother was Norwegian, and we would have, I'm probably murdering it, but Berliner Krauser and krumkakas and rosettes and things like that. That's the kind of stuff my grandmother would make.
I love that you said that, because we just got a texter from the 262 listening to the Shaw saying, my favorite Christmas cookie is definitely Scandinavian fried rosette cookies. My grandma used to make them every Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. These were not fried. These were just baked.
No, the spritzers are
just baked.
Yeah.
So Scandinavian fried rosette cookies.
I mean, really,
that sounds very interesting.
There are very few cookies I won't enjoy. I think my basic ones, I don't like shortbread cookies because they never taste like anything.
Oh, there's nothing like a good buttery shortbread.
Yeah,
there.
You haven't had good shortbread.
But I haven't. But yeah, I'm really going to go to any sort of Christmas cookie thing and I'm going to devour, because I love them. I love Christmas cookies. I love sweets. I don't have a sweet tooth, I don't think, because like we don't have sweets constantly in the house, and mm-hmm. that doesn't bother me. But if you put me in front of fine baked goods that people especially have toiled over, then I'm in. I'm here. Seriously, those limey cookies, key lime cookies.
Key lime pie cookies.
Very delicious. Want some more of those.
Anything that's citrusy, like my girlfriend makes delicious lemon bars.
Oh,
delicious lemon bars.
Lemon bars are awesome. And I almost did that. I almost submitted that too, because lemon bars are so yummy.
But are there any disastrous stories that we're hearing from anybody? Like, I don't have enough baking experience. I almost thought I had a disastrous story from yesterday, because when I wanted to melt the caramel in the pan like an expert, and they were like, at first they were like, make your own caramel. I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That's a whole different step.
And I may have ruined a pot.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, sure. I mean, bet. That would be my disaster in the fact that I forgot, because I'm an idiot, forgot that I had cookies in the oven, and I went about my business, and I came downstairs, and the entire kitchen was filled with smoke, and the cookies were absolutely black.
Smoked sugar cookies. An entirely different recipe from Carol Kane.
I'm opening every window and I've got the fan going and I'm just like, you're an idiot.
Well, that's the thing though. The key lime pie cookies I made were only in the oven for 8 minutes. It doesn't take
long.
See,
you can't.
You can't walk away. You really can't.
Yeah, mine were 30 minutes. We did 30 minute baking and I think that was good. May only need 25, but we did because they were amalgamation. We had we just kind of had said 350.
You have to wing it, yeah.
And do 20 minutes, and then we'll check.
Right.
And
right.
My mom said like, oh, let's do another 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, let's do that. But then the caramel coagulates immediately.
This is like the technical challenge on the Great British Baking Show, Greg Bach, and you just have to kind of wing it and see how it goes.
I'm telling you, you put that in the microwave and you put a scoop of ice cream on it, you will thank me in the morning.
Well, we will get the recipes posted, and you check our show notes, as always, at civicmedia.us. They go up about an hour after the show is over, and we'll get up as much information as we possibly can. All right, news is coming up next, and then Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.